our intercessor, divine intervention, help, and comfort. In the same way, the Spirit helps us in our weakness. We do not know what we ought to pray for, but the Spirit himself intercedes for us with groans that words cannot express. And he who searches our hearts knows the mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes for the saints in accordance with God's will. Romans 8, verses 26 and 27. Paul tells us the Holy Spirit intercedes for us when we pray. Webster's defines intercede as cause to intervene on behalf of someone in trouble, advocate or attempt to reconcile differences. I didn't grow up experiencing people praying in tongues. As a result, I didn't know what to think when I first saw people praying in the Spirit. It made me uncomfortable. I felt inadequate and incomplete, and as I began to study God's Word on this subject, God gave me a desire for my own prayer language. At first, I found it awkward, uttering incoherent sounds, and had a hard time praying in tongues for more than a few minutes. Over time, I discovered praying in the Spirit led to a sense of calm and peace. I felt energized and experienced a new level of boldness and confidence in my prayers. Praying in the Spirit will take your prayer life to another level. It requires you to submit and surrender more of yourself to God, to trust Him and His ways. The more I grow in my understanding of prayer and the power of prayer, the more I'm comforted to know the Holy Spirit is my personal prayer agent. I'm comforted to know He intercedes before God on my behalf. I have come to know that the Holy Spirit is my greatest asset. He is my helper, comforter, guide, teacher, advocate, defender, and intermediary. Child of God, have you surrendered your prayer life to God and allowed the Holy Spirit to pray for you? If not, I encourage you to commit today to step out in faith and allow the Holy Spirit to go before the Lord in prayer on your behalf. Lord, thank you for sending the Holy Spirit to live inside me, to comfort and guide me. Holy Spirit, teach me God's thoughts and His ways. Help me to humble myself and surrender all of me to you, especially in my most intimate moments of prayer. Through the blood of Jesus and in the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.